12, 12, or 399. And when you sample that stuff, you see, the truck would drive up on the scales, and of course they were spreading that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'd get permission from the man to sample it. And I had a long probe about this way, and I'd get 10 probes of that stuff, and I put it in a quart container of milk, you see, carton, and then I'd get the tag of the brand and the company was making, and put the man's address on the back of it. And then, of course, I had to write down who was the dealer and so forth and so on, you know. But it really, really was helpful. I had one man last year that I worked that got two nice checks for fertilizer by that spring that it didn't come up to par. And it's...
You had to check the quality of the fertilizer?
Oh, I sent that off, don't you see? I sent that off. That was checked up the line.
Up the lab?
Oh, yeah. That stuff all went to... they had that stuff checked from Atlanta, don't you see? And there'd be a man would come down and pick up those samples. And ever so often, I would take it to one of the dealers, one of the men, and then from there, by George, somebody would take it to Atlanta or wherever they were going to take it. And I've forgotten the man's name. They had a man that lived in it, Albany. That was a big wheel over there. And I never forget the man that I worked under was Mr. F.S. Mm-hmm. And he lives in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
And I'll never forget him. I always write to him on Christmas, at Christmas times. And once in a while, I sit down and write him a letter and let him know that I haven't forgotten him. I still love him. And he was mighty nice to me.
How did you build a fire in the house, you know, years ago? You had to keep the house warm. You had a fireplace, didn't you?
Oh, sure. You had the fireplace. I didn't have no heater then. You took that right there was removed. You had andiron, and you kept you some lively to start a fire.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go in the woods, and you'd cut oak wood, split it.
Mm-hmm.
And you take, my wife had five school teachers that she was. Right across the hole there, you had a fire in that one. And a lot of time we kept a fire up there. And I've forgotten it just exactly how we kept our dining room hit, but and the kitchen, but anyway, we had some kind of range of fire doors that would heat that.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, now the floor of the fireplace is what? Before the fireplace? Did you have a raised?
No, that fireplace there, that fireplace there by those.
In the old days, did
in the old days, see,
raised hot or raised?
Boy, that chimney goes up yonder, you got a double fireplace. See, one on this side and one on the other side.
Right.